Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Matt Richard.
The disciples in our Gospel reading need comfort. The Gospel reading takes place right when Jesus was in that upper room with his disciples the night before he was to be crucified. Yes, Jesus is eating and ministering to his disciples, and he says to them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." In other words, he is calling them not to be agitated, not to be troubled, to not have inward commotion, and not to be stirred up. Yes, here Jesus is eating and ministering to his disciples while knowing full well that he will be betrayed later that night, knowing full well that Peter will deny him, knowing full well that he will be abandoned, that he will be mocked and tortured and crucified, and that he will drink that cup of suffering for bearing the sins of humanity. Even though Jesus will go through an immense amount of discomfort and pain and suffering, Jesus was filled with concern for his disciples and said to them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." In other words, Christ feeds his disciples words of comfort on the eve before his passion. The disciples had just heard that Jesus was going to depart from them, and Jesus knew what was going to happen on the day of his passion. But nonetheless, he shielded his disciples with words, words that were composed like calm waters. Now, we are really no different from the disciples, my friends. Like them, we seek and we need comfort as well. We especially want it when our worlds are turned upside down, when our routines are changed. We all want relief from pain. We want ease and rest and pleasure from the troubles of life. We want protection when our minds are distressed. We all want to have comfort from the cold and hot elements of weather. We all want shelter when danger and difficulty approaches us. We want and need comfort, indeed, from the darkness of death, death that approaches us with each breath that we take and with each day that we live. Left to ourselves, the weight of life is simply too much for us to bear. Thus, we seek to have refuge. We seek to have comfort. In the midst of uncertainty, change, the suffering of life, and our continual discomfort, we hear today the words of Jesus to the disciples. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Yes, Christ calls the disciples not to be troubled, even though these words were originally spoken to the disciples, they're also applicable to speak to us. Yes, dear friends, Do not let your hearts be troubled. You may say to yourself, though, sure enough, this sounds good and true, but it is rather empty. Why or how can I not be troubled? Just look at my life and this world. Friends, Jesus rightly calls us not to be troubled in our innermost being, but to believe in God and to believe in Him. That solution and comfort is in Jesus, yes, in His Word, and there are many dwelling places in the Father's house. Indeed, Jesus is speaking of heaven, saying that there are plenty of dwelling places for you. There's no shortage of space and no reservation blackouts. Furthermore, Christ uses a word that communicates to the disciples and to us that these dwelling places, these rooms, these mansions, these abiding places are permanent. Yes, they're stable, they're concrete and lasting. Therefore, take comfort, my friends. Believe in God, for in the midst of our ever-changing and unsettled world, Jesus has spoken that there are many dwelling places for you that are stable. In the midst of your suffering, in the midst of the turmoil of your life, and in the midst of the instability of the world, there are promised eternal dwellings for you. What gracious words Jesus shared with his disciples in that upper room on that evening before he went to the cross. His words are full of comfort and reassurance. How gracious it is of Christ to prepare a unique, perfect room for each and every one of us in his Father's house. How comforting it is to know that Jesus will bring us to his Father's house safely because he himself is the way, the truth, and the life. How reassuring it is to know that Jesus is the full presence of God with us. And most of all, how wonderful it is to know that Jesus' perfect life, his sacrificial death, and his glorious resurrection means that the Father is also our Father, and his Father's house is also our eternal home. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.